2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a large group against vaccine mandates for businesses flooded a legislative committee meeting today. They argue Utah needs a law not allowing businesses to mandate vaccines, but some lawmakers aren't sure a state law would hold up over a federal one. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, the newly released police report from Moab shows an argument between Gabby Petito and her boyfriend a few days before she disappeared. The two got physical, but the responding officer didn't think that it was a domestic assault. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
And that is emergency traffic in Salt Lake County, southbound I-15, a rollover crash just after 106 South. That right lane still blocked. That is what's causing your heavy delays back past 53rd South Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine, but smoky conditions, temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 89 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Powerful and emotional testimony from four elite U.S. gymnasts at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing about abuse they endured under former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. Noting that the Justice Department did not come to the hearing, gymnast Allie Raisman.
The message that by them not showing up to me sends that child abuse doesn't matter.
Victims say it was negligence from the FBI to USA Gymnastics that made the abuse worse. President Biden announcing the U.S. is forming a new Indo-Pacific Security Alliance with Britain and Australia for greater defense capabilities, starting with sharing nuclear submarine technology with Australia.
We're not talking about nuclear-armed submarines. These are conventionally armed submarines that are powered by nuclear reactors.
Currently with more COVID hospital patients now than at any other point in the pandemic, according to federal data, nine states, including Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Earlier this week, Syracuse Elementary School in Davis County became the first in the state to trigger the test to stay rule. Once a school has 30 cases, every kid in the school has to be tested. And to describe the experience, we have a source at Syracuse Elementary. Alexa is a sixth grader, and she's also my oldest granddaughter. Hi, hon.
Hi.
So let's talk about this. We did the story about the first school in the state to trip this test to stay rule the other day. And I said, oh, it's Syracuse. Wait, that's Alexa's school. And I was all concerned. So what happened? What did they have you do?
So basically, we were marched into the activity center, which is basically just like, you know, a gym. And then there were, we went one by one by last name. There were tables set up and there were people assigning us a table, and some were wearing masks, some were not. And we got the nasal swab test and we got sent back to our class.
Okay. What happened if you tested positive? Did they just point to the parking lot and throw you out of the school? What did they do?
No. The teachers got a call from the office and they escorted you to an isolated quarantine area. And then your parental guardians or whoever was taking care of you would have to come and pick you up and you'd have to quarantine for 10 days.
Okay. So were kids nervous while they were standing on that line waiting to get the rapid test?
Yeah, they were very nervous. I've heard that some teachers had to hold students' hands. And some cried, and some thought it was worse than others.
Is that the younger kids that thinking that way? Because it's an elementary school.
Yeah, it probably was. I've heard a couple of sixth graders were feeling that way, though.
All right. You have to be really careful with the I heard stuff and school age kids. But generally speaking, as you hang out at school, are the children now skittish about close contact? Or once school starts, you just forget about all this COVID business?
No. People, it just really went back to how it was before all the tests. A couple of kids have started wearing, more kids have started wearing masks, but it's pretty much normal.
All right. Are teachers cautious, or are they always warning you, 6 feet, people, 6 feet, like that?
No, some wear masks, some don't. The majority of them do wear masks, though.
Teachers?
Teachers, yes.
Yeah, in Davis County. All right. Alexa is a student at Syracuse Elementary, the first test to stay school in the state this week. She is famous for being a great student and a great kid, and she also happens to be my granddaughter. I'll see you Saturday, hon. Love you.
All right. Bye. Love you.
KSL News Time, 4:50. For my granddaughter on the radio. Yes, I did that. Emergency traffic now are brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency crews have done a good job at almost getting this cleared, but the remainder of the rollover crash southbound I-15 just after 106 South, still affecting that right lane of traffic, and that's what's causing the heavy delays back to 4500 South. Again, if you don't want to sit through these slowdowns, you need to take an alternate route, but the roads that are filling up are Redwood Road, State Street, and 7th East. Michelle?
Still looking at delays southbound SR36, 1st and Mills Junction. Then as you're going between Erta and Tooele, where we've had an earlier crash, still seeing the delays from that. For drivers on Bankater Highway, it's also slow in South Jordan through the construction. I-15 still quiet in Utah County. Steve?
And we have scattered slowdowns on northbound 15 in Davis County right now between Woods Cross and Centerville. Still have a crash of the mix at 500 South in Bountiful on the right shoulder. Plus then farther up, you've got more slowdowns from Layton up to Clearfield. But southbounders on I-15 slow from Roy to Sunset. Northbound Legacy unusually heavy and thick this afternoon between Woods Cross and Centerville. And the usual construction slowdowns on northbound 89 between SR-193 and I-84. Don't miss the gigantic 3-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery at Murray. Save on grands, uprights, and more this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Piano Gallery. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, your 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Plenty of smoke out there with temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s. We're going to keep it this way for the next 2 days on both Thursday and Friday. Some clouds sneak in on Saturday and some mountain thunderstorms possible as our high pressure kind of moves over the Four Corners. And then we get a significant change on Monday as a cold front moves in, bringing some valley rain, mountain snow above 9,000 feet, and temperatures crash into the 60s for highs with lows into the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 89 degrees, KSL News Time 4:52.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. The housing market is super tight right now, which can make it really hard to find a home. Multiple offers are driving up the prices with year-over-year increases in the double digits. This is really tough for the buyers. For those fortunate enough to already own a home, it's almost certain that you're sitting on a significant increase in your equity. You may have more than you think, and this can work to your advantage if you're looking to consolidate debt, improve your home, lower your rate, and/or drop your mortgage insurance. Higher equity can help with all these things. You might be surprised at your options. We can help you work through them and see if a refinance makes sense for you. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266. 2266.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
SDP Personalized Planning helps Utah business owners become work optional through custom planning and tax reduction strategies. Call 800-940-9616. 800-940-9616.
We're watching Utah's Money. It's Halloween season. Nightmare on 13th in Salt Lake City opens for the season starting Friday. The haunted house will stay open through the end of October. KSL Drive's flat tires might be a thing of the past. Michelin's airless tires just hit public streets for the first time. You'll be able to get your own set starting in 2024. You'll be able to unlock your door with your iPhone starting September 20th once Apple releases iOS 15. But you'll need an electronic lock on the door. Some new cars are equipped for the Apple Key system. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 236 points. The S&P gained 37. The NASDAQ was up 123 points. KSL News Time, 4:56.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.